Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6 tool power tool combo kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high quality, high performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Your number one wealth building tool is your income. All of the millionaires that we interview, unless they inherited the money, which is very, very few of them, less than 10% of them inherited the money, did it by saving and investing their income. They did not give their income to Sally Mae. They did not give their income to Best Buy. They don't get screwed around and give their income to Lexus and Toyota and Ford and General Motors and American Distress and MasterCard. Who named that anyway? It's a mathematical thing. When you give your income to someone else, you don't have it anymore. This is hard, isn't it? And when you give your income away, you have given up your economic future. All for crap.
Personal finance expert, author, and radio personality Dave Ramsey has been dishing out financial advice for the world to hear. He has learned and triumphed over his own financial hardships and has been teaching the world how to deal with their own ever since. In this video, we'll share five of the best lessons Dave Ramsey has taught us about finances.
Well, I do everything backwards. I started with nothing, like most people do. And I grew up over in Antioch, Tennessee. And I remember one time I used to ride my bicycle down to the local Quick Sack to get an icy and to get a Snickers bar and, you know, just hang out and that kind of stuff. And I came in about 12 years old and I asked my dad, I said, Dad, I need some money. He said, you don't need money, you need a job. And I said, he said, what can you do to earn some money? I said, well, I guess I could cut some grass. Some of my buddies are doing that. And he said, good, get in the car. I went, why? So he took me down Nolensville Road, true story, back in the day, little printer shop, and printed up 500 business cards that said Dave's Lawns. Came home, knocked on the closest 50 doors in the neighborhood, and thus a business was born. So I've always been in business. So when I got out of school, met my wife Sharon, we got started, we were broke, and I started buying and selling real estate, like you said in the introduction, and I got rich. It was wild, man. I mean, it was very cool. You know, sometimes I hear these people say, all those rich people are miserable. We were having fun, man. I mean, we were having a blast. But I did a lot of stupid things. I didn't do anything illegal or immoral, but I was young and too aggressive, and I tried to borrow my way into success. And those debts caught up with us. The banks got sold to another bank. The new guys looked down and said, there's a kid owes us $1 million. 26 years old, they called our notes. We spent the next 2.5 years of our life losing everything we owned.
Lesson number one, don't get rich with debt. Dave Ramsey is very open about how he and his wife were rich for a good part of their younger lives. The problem with how they got there, though, is Dave borrowed money to keep up with their wealthy lifestyle, which in turn caused them to lose everything they worked so hard to get.
There's not one biggest lesson, there's a bunch of them, but the one thing I think that I remember back when, you know, I was in school and a business major, and I was so go-get-em, goal-oriented, and I was going to do this by the time I was 30, and I kind of, you know, intellectually, I probably didn't think this, but maybe in my emotions, I kind of thought that the trajectory from success was from here, where I was, to there.
Right.
And it's never that. It's always this weird, you go around and around, you go up and under and back and forth. And then when you get up on the gleaming mountain of success, you figure out it's really not gleaming. It's actually a pile of garbage. It's all the stupid stuff you did. You just happen to be standing on it instead of laying under it. And so, you know, when I've met with people who have grown huge ministries, you know, Franklin Graham over at Samaritan's Purse, Billy Graham's son, or you meet with even a Peyton Manning, you know, who's at the top of his game, or you go and you meet people who are, you know, big time successful in whatever industry or ministry they're in, they are people who have made a lot of mistakes. And
if you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
So just be ready for all the mistakes and the pain that goes with it and the course correction that comes with it. And just don't quit then. The number one character quality probably of successful people is their perseverance. Right. And just don't quit.
Right.
You're going to do things and you look back and go, gee, it's like looking back at your high school pictures or something. You're kidding. How was I that stupid? How was that geeky? You know, it couldn't have happened to me. But, you know, you look back.
But we had hair.
Yeah, we had hair then.
That's true.
Scary. But yeah, you know, and so be aware that mistakes are part of it. My friend John Maxwell, who writes a lot on leadership, has a great title to a book called Failing Forward. Lots of non-fatal errors. And, you know, the old saying, what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. And just know that, okay, that I'm not going to ever do again. Set that one over here. That one I'm not ever going to do again. Set that one over here. And you pile those up, and eventually you stand on enough of those, and it's called wisdom.
Lesson number two, failure helps us get to the top. Everyone has faced failures at some point in our lives. The key to making sure that failure doesn't suffocate you or make you feel like a bad entrepreneur is to remember everyone in business has gone through it and survived. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, you need to learn from those failures and use those lessons learned to make it to the top.
What I have discovered now 30 years later is that money makes you more of what you already are. It magnifies the good and exposes the bad brightly. If you have a temper and you get money, Lord, help the people around you. You will be a rageaholic tyrant. I mean, you will be out of control. If you are generous and give and you get money, you'll become what the world calls a philanthropist, and you will impact entire communities with the wealth that God allows you to manage. You become more of what you are.
Lesson number three. Money doesn't change you, it amplifies you. That old saying, money changes people, isn't entirely true. As Dave says here, money helps you become more of what you already are. It can help you ruin or change lives, but it isn't the money's choice on which way you will go. That choice is entirely up to you.
Passivity is not an option for a real leader. Your business and your team will be paralyzed if you're an indecisive leader. As a young leader, when I first started, I found myself in situations where I just didn't know what to do. Now, I'm a high DI on the DISC, which means I make decisions very quickly, and if it's the wrong decision, I'll just make another one. So I wasn't always indecisive, but I was insecure. I didn't know if I could pull this off. I didn't know if this decision's right. Now, there's very few times you know where the decision's right or wrong. But and you know, these days, after doing this for 20, 30 years now, I kind of know certain situations. And so it appears that my patience is running thin. That's not it at all. I just made the decision with a lot more confidence because I've already been there, done that, and I know what to do. Shut up, we're going. Boom. You seem to not think about that very much. Did you take all the things into consideration? Yeah, 25 years ago I did. So it's easier now. But when I first started, I didn't know what I was doing. I was scared. Every time you take a step, is it the right step? Am I going, you know, is this one going to sink? Am I going down here? Is there a problem? And it scares you to death. Indecision, truthfully, in my case and in yours, when I was indecisive in those early days or insecure in those early days, it's caused by one thing, and that's fear. The only reason people don't make decisions is fear. And if you don't say you're afraid, then you're not being real, you're a liar.
Lesson number 4, don't be an indecisive leader. Nothing is worse for a business than having an indecisive leader who's scared to make choices. Without vision or confidence in your decision-making, it is basically the blind leading the blind. Your team members need to have someone who takes control of the situation and creates clear action steps and goals. By doing this, you're showing your team members that they can trust you to bring the company to success.
I would stay away from trying to figure out where the right thing to do is. It's like somebody saying, I'm going to go get that degree because I can make money doing it. Bad idea. Because you need to have something in what you're doing that has a calling element to it. The sense of a higher calling. And you got to really want to do it. Because entrepreneurism, running your own business, is a scary experience. The editor of Success Magazine says that the entrepreneur is the only person who can go from sheer terror to sheer exhilaration and back every 24 hours. And, you know, so the thing is that, you know, find something you love and you believe in so much that you're willing to sell out for it. You're willing to lay out to catch that ball. You're willing to do what it takes. When everybody else thinks you're crazy, you're going to keep going. But if you're just kind of doing it for money, you'll quit.
Lesson number 5, find your calling. Dave is a big proponent of finding your higher purpose and making sure what you do in life, you do with passion. Nothing is worse than getting stuck in something that you aren't excited about. When it comes to what you want to be doing for the rest of your life, make sure it's something you love. What was the lesson you resonated with most? Let us know in the comments below and make sure to like and subscribe to keep up with the channel.